Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. I'm delighted to be here, share my time with you. We're starting to get to feel like friends, aren't we? For those of you who are familiar with my conference calls, you know they are incredible journeys into spirit. And for those of you who might be listening today who are not familiar with my conference calls, I would like to say that the masters come and join us on a telephone call. Mother Mary has a conference call. Yeshua, he teaches mysteries that he brought to Earth 2,000 years ago that we are not really familiar with as they haven't been brought down to us. Master Kasumi works with the light body. Archangel Michael works with the electron. We then have a conference call that is, you might say, a panel that comes and works with ascension information. And what I'm going to do, what I have asked today is Mother Mary come and work with us on a conference call that she had done on October the 9th. Therefore, what we're going to do is I'm going to read her message. She will come forth with her meditation so you understand the process that she is working with and why she is working with it in this manner. And then we will have a time towards the end where you will be able to ask her questions and I will channel her answers to you. So this is why we're asking to hold your questions back, please, until after her meditation. We do have and offer a free conference call every month, and we just had our free conference call today, so look on my schedule for November if you wish to join us for that. We gather and discuss the current concerns that we have, questions that we have. A lot of people are interested in past lives, in their missions, what they're to be doing right now, and so we bring these kinds of challenges up during that period of time. The reason that I wanted to duplicate the information from her conference call on the air today is because in our healing sessions, we have two shows for healing every other Saturday with Caroline Allen and myself, every Wednesday with Charlene McNeil and myself. We are finding that this has been a challenging period of time for people to be clearing the physical body. This has intensified this year with the energies that have come from the supernova 1987A. These are clearing the physical body, and towards the end of the year, there should be a great clearing in the political system. And so with that background, I'm going to read Mother Mary's information that she gave us for the October 9th conference call. Again, it has to do with the clearing of the physical and the challenges that we are facing with that. And here is her message. Today is a new day and challenge. As the tempo heightens with regard to clearing the physical body, we know that the human emotions are becoming heavy, and sometimes you might feel discouraged. We understand this. Know that there are many years of accumulated emotions from the past that we would consider negative. There are lifetimes upon lifetimes where you were forced to live under domination and fear. All of this must be resolved, and if you feel that these moments are heavy upon your soul, know that you are not alone. The energies that we have been speaking about with regards to the supernova 1987A are healing your physical bodies. It might not seem like healing when all of these past challenges are coming to the surface to be eliminated, but please understand that this is a service to those who wish to move on to the higher levels of vibration. Know also that where you are going, the negative forces cannot follow. I want to read that sentence over because I think there is great hope in that. Know also that where you are going, the negative forces cannot follow. The checkpoint is a gauge of vibration, and those on the lower levels where the heart is not open to love will not be able to pass over this checkpoint. I want to assure all those who are on this conference call that you are here because your soul prompted you to be here and participate in these healing moments that you spend with us. We hope that you save the meditations and listen to them as you need them to receive the help that we can give. Being in our energies now as we speak to you is important, so you can realize that we are assisting you. However, also know that all the work cannot be done at one time. We place our help before you, and you must continue to listen, and in that you will be clearing what needs to be cleared as the emotions are ready to come forth. There is something else that we wish to mention. All the negativity does not and will not come up all at one time, or it would overcome the physical. Therefore, by its very nature, it comes gradually when the time is right. Now, I know that there are some who are becoming impatient with this process, but it is a necessary fact that this clearing must go slowly. No one can bring forth all of the centuries of abusive behavior that you have experienced, either being the victim or the aggressor, and expect it to be cleared at once. We understand, and we stand here ready to assist you, our companions, as we have spent many lifetimes with you, and each and every one of you have shared a lifetime with me. Not necessarily when I was Miriam, the mother of Yeshua, but sometimes when I was an Isis initiate, and other times when I served in temples in Greece and Rome. Some have been with me on other planets and in other dimensions. We can discuss this when we offer you a question period. Now we will go into another meditation designed to heal the physical, and I ask you to work with this again before next month, where we will be back again to continue this great work. So now she comes before us. She comes certainly as the regal queen and mother. And what she asks you to do, those who are listening today, to take your consciousness and to put it as if it were in front of you. Because what she wants to do is not only offer this healing session, but she wants to link you through energy and the emotion of love to the spiritual level where the hierarchy resides. Therefore, she is, in a sense, preparing you for this activity. And she asks that you listen to the archive, because what you're going to be doing now is creating a channel. It is like anything that you do in life. The first time you do it seems a little bit complicated, seems a little difficult. And each time you do something, it integrates into the conscious mind and into the unconscious mind, so that at one point it will be automatic. So for many, you have not begun this connection yet. And it is important, because learning how to access this channel is a repetitive thing, but it lays the foundation to be able to connect to the higher mind. We know that some of you have questioned this: how does one connect to the higher mind? And I wish that I could stand here and give you a shortcut and say, here's the package, you can do this immediately, it is instant. But that is not the way spirit works. Human beings like many things instant, And if they do not get it right away, sometimes they give up. And that's why I am here, because I am here to tell you that this is not an instant kind of a situation where you are going to immediately see into the next dimension, work on a conscious level with those in the spiritual hierarchy. It is impossible. It is the way the electrical system is connected in the physical body. It is the way in which the brain is wired to the third eye and to the crown chakra. It is opening up pathways that have been closed for a long time. Therefore, it is not instantaneous, because it would be detrimental again to the physical. So we must go slowly. We must go patiently. This must be repeated, and repeated often, so that at some point it will be automatic. You will automatically be going to that place where you not only will be connected to the monad, the seat of your soul, but eventually be connected directly with Source, so that not only will you feel Source's vibrations, but you will feel and hear Source speak to you directly. This is the ultimate means and reasons for going within. And so, yes, we have a healing session, but yes, we are opening channels that have been closed. And yes, we promise you that if you work with us and you come and listen to us, because we will come again, there will be a time when you will be successful. You will see us. You will hear us through your own pathway in your brain. And you will certainly, perhaps even today, feel our energies. And that is why we are asking you to be patient. Know that in the end, there is success if you want it. Everything here on this planet is driven through intention, through the thought process, through what you intend, what you desire for yourself and those that you love. And so you have your consciousness in front of you. We ask, if you would, take a deep breath. Inhale slowly. You might not be breathing to the same tempo as you hear these words, but breathe. Take a long breath in, hold it for a second, and exhale it. And as you exhale the breath, see all of the tensions, anything that is disturbing to you, see it being released and transmuted. Take another breath, if you would. There is still some tenseness there. You can probably feel it in your shoulders. You have carried a heavy burden through your emotions. So as you bring this inhale of breath into your body, bless it as it is a gift to you. See the light coming in through your breath from Source. See your breath filled with Source light. And as you breathe in that light, see it fill your entire body. See it go through the bloodstream. It is sparkling. It is like sparkling light that fills the blood. See it pumping through the heart. See Source of light fill the heart. See it go through every other organ as it makes its way around your body. During this time, as you see the light move within the body, inhale and exhale according to your own tempo. Now, what I want you to do is see the entire body filled with light. Look within your body. see the light vibrate. Just take a moment as you relax into that. See your entire body filled with light. See the organs filled with light. And then see that light go through all of the meridian systems, through your legs, through your arms, through the entire trunk of your body, through the head, the neck, the shoulders. They are so heavy with cares. See it all released. See it all leave on the exhale of your breath. And now as you see all of that released and you breathe in more blessed air, more light from the cosmos, from Source, see in that light now the pink rays, which is love. See that come within your breath. See it carried into the bloodstream. See it circulate through the entire body and see it come back and rest in the heart chakra. And as that pink light, which is love, see it grow. Look into the heart chakra and look below into the heart itself. See the pink light of love moving through all of the chambers. See it beating. Watch it until you see the three-fingered light streams of color. They seem to wrap around one another and almost look like something like what you see as a DNA strand. It is in the color of pink, of yellow, of blue. See that fire within your heart, the three-color trifold fire. And over that, then, see a triangle. The triangle is connecting the third eye. And it is connecting it to the heart-mind center of the body. And part of that is the heart chakra itself and the heart. You might say this is the master spiritual pumping station for the physical body. It is one of the center controls in the physical. And it is there now, resting the pink light of love and God's white light. Breathe it. Again, concentrate on the breath. Take the deep inhale. Hold it for a second and exhale it. That space between the in-breath and the out-breath is a sacred space. It is the quiet. It is the quiet of the cosmos. And when you reach that point, see the body infused with even more and more white light and pink light. Now take your consciousness and place it up towards the crown chakra. You might see colors forming there. And the colors that are forming there are somewhat of pastel colors, but I want you to notice the pearlized effect. They're iridescent. And what is charging them now as an iridescent color is this exercise that we have just gone through. We have brought down energy now that is working on the crown chakra. Look closely. and see the petals of the lotus. At this moment, see them as the pearlized, iridescent color that they are. It is the Christ energy coming through the crown chakra. Bless it. Accept it. Because it is opening these channels that we spoke about earlier. It will not happen all at one time. So we hope that you will listen to this, so that it opens up those little avenues between the brain and the other parts of the nervous system. Each of the subtle bodies are connected to one another. They overlap some, and each has an effect on the other. And it is that emotional body now that is bringing forth the stuck energy from past lifetimes. And I want you to, if you would, perceive the physical body now. Look at the physical body and notice that around the body there is this very narrow now. It's not wide. What might appear to you as a tiny blue border, it's not exactly even. It has irregular edges. We are identifying this because we wish for you to perceive this as your emotional body. This is part of the blueprint that your soul brought down to you as you incarnated before you became part of the biology of your mother. Perceive this as perfect. It was a perfect blueprint that was brought down to you. See this now if there is any distortion in any place, what seems like a break. And if you do, turn this over to Source. Be willing. It is now time to let go of these things. Be willing to turn this over to Source. Allow it to be cleared. You might see a healing in the break, and you might not, because you haven't done this enough. But know that past issues are coming forth, they are being cleared, and your connection will be stronger in the heart chakra, through the third eye, through the crown chakra. It is like a two-way receiving center, so to speak. You are releasing what is negative, and you are bringing back to you what is positive. As I said earlier in my message, there have been many lifetimes where there were many disappointments, challenges. You maybe saw hatred, discrimination. You might have been part of the power system at the time. You've all played different roles, so to speak. And it is here now to be cleared because it is time to move on. As you know, this particular cycle is coming to an end. And so everything that has been created in this dimension must be cleared first before you can move to the next higher dimension. That is why you are going through this right now. Sometimes the soul rises a little higher than where the physical body is at the moment. So it seems challenging to the physical. It seems strange. So the soul, in a sense, is a little further along the way than the physical. The body has consciousness. The cells have consciousness. And so when something seems different, the physical can feel alarmed because it knows that something is different. And so we would suggest that you go within, as we are doing now, and just speak to your body. Just tell it it is safe. Tell it that there is nothing really strange here, that it's all part of a process of growth and understanding. Acknowledge your love for your body. Thank it for the myriads of systems that it completes for you, the processes, the breathing, the digestion of the food, the growth. Thank it. Honor it. The cells, the organs, are all aware of your gratitude. There is nothing in life that you send gratitude to that it will not prosper. Even we in the spiritual hierarchy enjoy your sense of gratitude. Gratitude and love calls us, and we respond. If you wish to reach us, the fastest way that you can reach us is to call our name and feel gratitude and love. It draws us like a magnet. We respond immediately. Think of us often and call on us. Call on your angels. Call on Archangel Michael's warrior angels. Call on Source in every aspect of your life. We are here. Now, we are here also for your questions. If you call in and relay your question to us, we will give you an answer through our representative. So, my friends, Mother Mary is waiting. And our number here at BBS, if you are in the United States, this is a local number, and it's 877-876-5227. If you are in Canada, there is a toll-free number for the Canadians, and that number is 888-815-9750. Now, your questions might be, you might have a loved one who has crossed over, and you want to know what your loved one is doing now. Mother Mary gives some very interesting answers to people when they ask that question. If you have lost a loved one, it's good to know that they are safe and sound, that they are doing something that makes them happy. And I have found in past conference calls, people love to know what their loved ones are doing on the other side. Now, another thing that we work with, there are people who want to make connections to their guardian angels or to other angels that they work with, but they've had some difficulty in connecting with them, and Mother Mary will help you with that, help you connect to your guardian angel, to your other angels that you work with. Also, some of the questions where people have asked Mother Mary about their past lifetimes or challenges that are facing today, how to cope with them. And also, you might have some questions of her about some clearing that you've gone through. She is there to work with you in your pain and suffering. She is a great mother of compassion. So feel free to call in. Imagine you have her attention now. Don't hold back. Give us a call, 877-876-5227. She is your mother. She loves you like a mother. And she wants to see you get the help that you would like to have. And she is there waiting for your question. Don't hold back until we're ready to go off of the air. Well, since we don't have a question right at the moment, I will go on and talk about some other things that we have brought to the conference call, some information that she has brought. I see that we do have a question. And your name, please. Your first name.
My name is Suzanne.
I can hardly hear you, dear.
My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
It's Ruth Ann.
Oh, Ruth Ann.
Yes.
Okay, Ruth Ann.
Yes. I have lost a younger brother, and I was just wanting to feel more in touch with what is happening with him now.
Okay. Let's see what she says. First of all, she says that there is a great love between the two of you. And she wants to assure you that love is never lost. And you have been grieving for him. And he understands that he is with you. And there are times when you are going about your daily activity, so to speak, and you have this urge to think about him. He sort of pops in your mind at moments when you least expect it, when you are doing what you might say routine things, some of the mundane things that you do that is necessary on this plane. And it is at those times when you are in a routine activity that you feel his love. When his thought of him pops into your mind, it is because he is sending you energetically his love. So there was a great devotion between the two of you, not just because you were related in this lifetime, but because you have journeyed together in other lifetimes. So there is this companionship. She is showing me like a circle that you have circled together through many lifetimes, not necessarily as brother and sister, but through many different relationships. You've known him. She is showing me you were mother and daughter. She is showing me a father and a son. She is showing me as brothers. You lived as brothers. And she says that you have, the two of you have been through relationships such as just friends and also acquaintances. So you have shared through many of these different lifetimes, helping one another to understand relationships, cooperation, and love. And that had been your focus through the many lifetimes. You had been attached to one another because you worked well together. Sometimes he was your teacher, sometimes you were his teacher. And now to the question of what he is doing now. And she is telling me that he is an enlightened soul, and because he is such an enlightened soul, that he was able to bypass some of the training periods that souls go through on the other side when they take on demanding positions. And it kind of fills me up a little bit when she shows me these pictures. What he is doing right now is he is working in the Middle East. Sometimes he works with the American forces in Iran, but he has chosen a little bit of a more specialized role. He is working with those who cross over suddenly to the other side, because it is the violence that is there is so intense and it is so sudden that the people who die instantly are very much bewildered. They need much healing, and he works primarily with the children. He has great compassion, she says, for those little ones. And so what he does is he takes the little children who have crossed over, and she says there is a place of healing. He works mostly with the very youngest of the children, and she is showing me what looks like a little nursery that they come over so quickly. They don't have a basis or an understanding as to what has happened to them, so they take a lot of specialized attention. And so what he does is he nurses them through the trauma. And when they become more acclimated and have worked their way through the trauma and they are ready to be taught, he then turns them over to another group who then works with training them. So she is showing your brother holding one of these little, well, they're really an infant, one of his charges, and he is like holding them like a mother would hold a little child, and at this moment comforting him. And that is what he is doing right at the moment, but that is what he has chosen to do now that he had that choice. He had several choices that he could have made, but he was more, how shall we say, attracted to that particular job. So does that help you, Ruthann?
Yes, it does help me. It does sound like my brother. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, we do have time for another caller. And the number here is toll free is 877-876-5227. While we're waiting for someone else to decide that they wanted to call in, I'll tell you an interesting story. When I was working with Julius Caesar, he gave me a story, Conversations with Caesar, that talks about what his life was like after he had been assassinated. In other words, as soon as he went to the other side, what he experienced. And it is a fascinating story. If you want to read it, it's available at my website, carolynevers.com. And I'll take this caller. Just want to finish out this thought. One of the soldiers that had worked with Julius Caesar He reincarnated, and he came to me and told me that he reincarnated into this lifetime, and he is a medic now with our soldiers. And he said the reason that he chose to be a medic in this lifetime was because he had been a soldier several times, and he was not afraid of war. And he wanted to be involved in healing this time. So I thought that was an interesting story. And your name?
Yes, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Yes, I am. My heart is just in such a gratitude for this opportunity to speak with you and Mother Mary.
Oh, well, you know, my heart is in gratitude to be able to be here to connect you with her. What is your question, Marie?
It's such a beautiful service. Yes, my husband passed over almost 3 years ago, and we have now, these past 3 years, integrated fully, just about completely fully right now. And
well,
I was just wondering
integrated.
What Mother Mary would have to say about we will, the two of us, as we're integrated now, will be doing much work for the planet. And I just wondering what Mother Mary would say about what he's doing besides the integration that he is working with me.
Well, I'd be glad to ask her, but I would like to know your understanding of what integration is. Do you mean that you have contacted him and he works with you?
No, I mean that we have actually merged. His body has actually merged with my body. And it was done within 24 hours after him leaving, and it was done through Kuan Yin. And Kuan Yin had merged the process at that time.
Now, do you feel him working with you?
Yes, but not as much as I would like to. He has said that I will pick up his thoughts, and I'll know that they're not my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's one of the ways. I have a couple of friends that are
happening?
Very good mediums, and they give me messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I also work with an intuitive Ginger Lee, and she has worked with me also. So we've done a tremendous amount of work through these 3 years.
Okay. What she's saying, first of all, is working with mediums is a need that some people have, but in a sense, you are getting the information secondhand, so to speak. It's coming
mm-hmm.
through someone else. And so what she is suggesting, before we get into the second part of your question, is the fastest way to connect with someone on the other side is to see the picture of their face in your third eye. Have you tried that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. When you take that picture of your loved one and put it in your third eye and call his name, do you find that he is there right away for you?
I'm not always sure because I'm not always seeing. Sometimes I feel him very strong.
You don't have to see him because we all have our skills. Some see better. Some are, they hear, they're clairaudient. And it's not necessary that you see them, but what I'm asking you is when you have the picture of his face in your third eye and you call his name, do you have the sense that he is there with you?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, that's what... Yeah, that's what she's saying, that that if you do that, that you can, well, before you do that, she is suggesting that when you work these sessions with him, to first of all, to have a prayer, to call in your angels or whoever you feel comfortable with, to give the protection and hold the space. Do you do that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's good. Then the next thing is to call him by seeing his image in the third eye.
Okay.
And when you start to feel his essence, in other words, you might not see him, you might not, you have this sense that he is there, and you should have, though, a sense of knowing that that is him. Do you have that sense?
There are times, yes, I have a very strong knowing, more
yes.
than I have any of the other others, but yes, strong knowing.
Well,
where it
yes.
comes from, it's just I just know it.
So that is the thing that you go by is this sense that knowing that he is there. Now, are you recording the information in some fashion that he is giving you?
For a while there, I was writing it down, and then I stopped doing it, and then I back and forth.
Well, this is Carolyn Evers saying this. Have you considered maybe just putting it in a little voice file and a handheld? There's many ways to record. You know, you could just record it, just like taking notes would save some of the effort of writing it.
Okay.
So it's good, number one, to keep a record, because what happens is there is a progression. And it's good to keep track of the progression and see where it's going, to make certain that what you are receiving is accurate and it is for your higher good. Now, do you have a sense of that?
Yes, I do. I always have a sense of that.
Okay, that's very important. Now, that was the first part of your question. And now the second part of your question, I was a little unclear about. You wanted to ask Mother Mary... that second part of the question, can you tell me that again? Because I wasn't clear of that at first.
If I remember what that second part was. What he would be doing on the other side.
Yes.
He's integrated, but there's also other things that he's working on the planet doing.
We're probably
doing it together that I'm not conscious of.
Okay, we can ask that. Now, before I get that answer for you, are you understanding the purpose and the reason for this integration between you and your husband? Are you working on some mission here on this planet?
Yes, I will be ascending with my body, from my understanding. And he carried the Lord Metatron energy.
Right.
And he actually left at that time 3 years ago because he could do more there working with me than he could here.
Okay.
That we had actually... before we came in, that this is what we were going to do. This is my understanding through Kuan Yin.
No, that's beautiful, and I'm glad that you have your balance there. Okay, let's see what Mother Mary says about what your husband is doing now.
Okay.
Oh, I was already feeling this. She was showing me the light of his soul, and there... it was so bright, and it was the first thing that I saw when she's not just telling me this, she brought him forth. He is actually standing here in our midst, and she wants you to take your senses and focus them in front of you so that you can see his light. Would you do that?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Can you see it? It almost looks like a flaming sword. It's white light, very brilliant. Can you
see
it?
I'm not seeing it, but my eyes are rapidly moving, which I know the energy is there when they do that.
Okay. Yes. She is telling me that he is standing there. In addition, the additional information that she is giving me about your husband, there, do you consider him your twin flame?
I have been told yes that he
because
is.
That's what she is showing me. That this is your twin flame, and you've been working with one another since you were created by Source when you were then androgynous, and that this was a great blessing that he was here on this planet with you, because many of the twin flames have moved into other dimensions. So he was here, he shared that time with you to be a foundation. It is like you're an anchor there, he is an anchor on the other side. He intends to be sending information to you. Part of what he is doing on the other side, she is showing me how he is researching records. He is researching records of the creation process that the Elohim went through, the library that they used when they set up creation here, it is, in a sense, he is like cataloging, following. It's almost like he's taking the position of the scribe. He's gathering data. And the reason that he is gathering this data is for possibilities and probabilities for the Golden Galaxy, the direction in which the galaxy is moving. So he is doing this research to turn that over to the next creative process.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Ken.
Again, she says that you do have this line of communication with him, and you are involved in this work also. You understand
mm-hmm.
that, don't you?
Yes, I really do.
Yeah, because the energies that he is working with you, he is sending to you, what she is showing me is like he is downloading the information into your mind at night when you sleep.
Okay.
And that it would be beneficial for you that when you feel these moments of inspiration to write the to write down what you are getting or to record it, that it is meant for you to know these things, that you will be working with these processes, and it is the reason, one of the reasons why he's working there and you are working here, because he is accessing information from higher levels, levels that you could not specifically reach yourself at the present time.
Yes.
So, in a sense, he's like a spiritual messenger to you.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Thought of what Kuan Yin had said almost 3 years ago. He will be working there. I will be working here. Yes.
Well, she says one more thing to you, and that is to trust what you are working with, that there are times when you don't trust.
Okay.
And it is the act of trust that helps to bring in a clearer message. That when people have lack of trust, there is it's not exactly negativity, but you're not as open as you could be to be receiving the complete message. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
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 So, my dear, we're up to the moment when we've got to get off of the air, so we're just glad to have been able to bring this through for you.
My thanks and blessings.
Yes, indeed.
And very helpful. Thank you, Carol, and thank you, Mother.
Yes, you're going to have fun, you know that?
I'm already having fun. Yes.
Goodbye,
dear.
We
have more fun.
Yes. So, my friends, we are up to, golly, a half a minute. Got to say goodbye. Go to the website, carolynevers.com. Check out the conference calls. This is the kind of work that we do on the conference calls with the masters. So each and every one of you, I say goodbye. You're in my heart. I love you all.